Hello, Uri. How are you doing?
Come in.
Thank you. You are kind of an unofficial spokesperson for people who want to speak to Michael. They come to see you, don't they?
They come to see me because it's known that we are friends.
Michael's been here, hasn't he?
Yeah, Michael has been in my house.
Many times?
I don't want to comment on that.
But why not?
Certainly there are, because it's no one's business how many times he's been here. But I can tell you that there was one occasion where...
That makes me think maybe not that many.
No, it's not that many.
Really?
No, of course. I mean, it's not... How many times did he come to England overall? Not many.
There's a picture of Michael over here. Mm-hmm. And may I pick that up, Uri?
Absolutely. Yeah, this was an amazing event. When I became the joint chairman of Exeter City Football Club, I called up Michael and David Blaine, and I asked them whether they would become honorary directors to come all the way from Los Angeles and to give that unbelievable speech where you were. You were there, you attended. We all
were.
At Exeter City Football
Club.
No,
I didn't.
You weren't there.
We weren't allowed to come,
Uri. But I thought you were lingering in the background.
No, because we wanted to be in the stadium, but we weren't allowed. And in fact, when Michael was over... No, because we called to see if we could interview you in the run-up. Mm-hmm. Do you remember? In the run-up to the event?
I said no. I said to you no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you want to know why I said no? With you, there's always that suspicion that you're going to turn this into something ridicule Michael. I think that he's been hurt so much by the press, by television, that he's very reluctant in opening up and inviting a crew into his own home. Although I have arranged an interview with him for ITV, because a certain journalist in ITV, I believed that he had credibility and he was honest in what he was saying. I'm not saying that you're not honest. No, I'm not saying that.
Is it the Martin Bashir interview?
Mm-hmm. So, and if they have, which they have started interviewing Michael, that's a fantastic scoop for ITV. Mm. I mean, not a lot of camera crews going to Neverland.
Have they been to Neverland?
I think so.
I contacted you, when was it, early June? Mm-hmm. About hoping to meet Michael.
Yeah.
And maybe being part of the Exeter City football event.
Yes.
And at that time, not only did you not help me, you helped Martin Bashir get an interview with Michael Jackson.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Forgive me if I was wrong. We all make mistakes. I could have been wrong.
Well, listen, the good news is...
And you're here.
We're still here. We're talking to you.
Exactly.
And if you want to fix it up now or tomorrow or next week, that would be brilliant.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you my word that I will try. I will ask Michael whether he would be interviewed by you. But again, having said that, while you were doing and preparing for this documentary, you have approached a few people who had negative material to say about Michael, and that gets to me. I won't mention names, but you were trying to extract negativity out of people towards Michael.
I think I know what you're talking
about.
Okay,
but that gets to me.
Do you mean Terry George?
I won't mention names.
Why?
Because I just don't want to mention names. Mm-hmm.